B-R-U-G-G-I-E, my body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And my funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. Come on, feel my vibration. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? Sell out. If you ain't in it to win it, then
95.7 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Lost. Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW.
champagne on ice. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
And more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We can build this dream.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more all weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my.
Listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Energy officials are reminding hunters to check the heating systems at their cabin during the gun deer hunt season. For hunters who may not visit their cabins regularly, restarting the heating system or using a portable heater inside could cause higher carbon monoxide levels. Officials are also reminding hunters to check the batteries in their carbon monoxide detectors or buy one if they haven't already, as the gas is odorless and essentially invisible. Symptoms related to carbon monoxide inhalation include dizziness, nausea, and potentially unconsciousness. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. The Dunn County Health Department is inviting residents to discuss the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment. According to a press release, the Health Department will host a public meeting on December 6th to get community input on the health challenges facing the area. This year's study found that access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as water pollution and environmental concerns, are the top issues facing residents. County officials are looking for solutions from the community to make sure all potential options are considered. The former Glenwood City School District superintendent accused of stealing over $100,000 appeared in court on Thursday. 52-year-old Timothy Johnson was charged with 17 felonies nearly 2 months ago, including laundering money, forgery, and misconduct of office. He was accused of keeping tens of thousands of dollars in education reimbursements for classes at Viterbo University that he didn't take and making improper investments with another district official. Johnson was released on signature bond. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain possibly mixed with snow tonight, lows in the low 30s. Winds increase tomorrow out of the west up to 30 miles per hour. Snow is likely in the morning. For Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around 18. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 29.
It's 39 at our studios.
CFW.
And more.
Might as well jump, jump. Might as well jump.
And forget we only get what we get.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Whoa.